West Coast leaders sign climate agreement in San Francisco. California Governor Gavin Newsom ramped up attacks on oil companies and vowed on October 7 to double down on aggressive clean energy plans while renewing a climate action agreement with officials from the states of Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia. The members of the Pacific Coast Collaborative, an international governmental agency formed by the three U.S. states and the Canadian province in 2008, are facing droughts, excessive heat, and smoke from large wildfires, their leaders said. By signing a new statement of cooperation, they planned for a more aggressive transition to low-carbon emissions, investments in electric vehicle charging stations along interstate highways, and a clean electric grid. Newsom said his push to replace fossil fuels with renewable energy is about economics and competition in the energy sector, especially in light of rising gasoline prices. "This is not about electric power," Newsom said. "This is about economic power. This is about dominating the next big global industry. The electric vehicle industry is a $1 trillion industry and opportunity," Newsom asserted. California enacted some of the nation's most aggressive climate measures last month. The state's spending plan for 2022-23 includes $54 billion for new clean energy programs and regulations. The state also decided in August to phase out sales of new gas-powered cars by 2035. Meanwhile, California consumers have seen record gas price increases this year, and were asked last month to cut back on their electricity use when the state struggled to keep the lights on during a prolonged heat wave. Lawmakers also decided this summer to extend the life of the state's last nuclear power plant to avoid future electricity blackouts. Fuel prices were expected to continue rising after an October 5 announcement by OPEC, a group of 23 countries that meets to decide how much crude oil to sell on the world market, that it plans to cut global output by 2 million barrels a day. California gets more than half of its oil supplies from foreign countries. Newsom said that's further evidence of why the West Coast needs to dominate the green energy industry. "We're not going to cede that to other jurisdictions, other parts of this country and globe," Newsom said. "We want to dominate that." Newsom also called for a special session of the California state legislature to address the greed of oil companies, he wrote on Twitter. "Gas prices are too high. Time to enact a windfall profit tax directly on oil companies that are ripping you off at the pump." The session is set for December 5. Some industry experts warn that such a windfall tax could add more cost for consumers and destabilize oil businesses. State Assembly Republican leader James Gallagher called on the governor to immediately withdraw the proposal. "The only reason why a special legislative session would be warranted would be to suspend the gas tax, reduce the fees and regulations that make California gas so much more expensive, and allow permits to increase production to lower gas prices," Gallagher said in a letter to Newsom and the Democratic leadership. Gallagher cited a report saying Californians pay about $2.50 more per gallon than consumers in other states, which he said has reached a new record price, and called for an audit of the state's gas tax expenditures. The Pacific Coast region is home to about 57 million people who generate about $3.5 trillion a year in goods and services. The Climate Collaborative also represents the cities of Vancouver, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Oakland, and Los Angeles. The leaders met to sign the agreement at San Francisco's Presidio Tunnel Tops, a new park at a former military base overlooking the bay. Washington Governor Jay Inslee said the climate agenda is the best economic development strategy. "The best future strategy is to put people to work building lithium silicon batteries for renewable energy storage and solar cells," he said. "We have watched, we have smelled, we have suffered through the smoke," he said. "We understand what it's doing to our communities. We understand what it's doing to the health of our children. We understand its economic disadvantage to our economies." Oregon Governor Kate Brown, who can't run for re-election because of term limits, said the coalition can be a pioneer in climate action. "We absolutely can make change," she said. The West Coast, the Left Coast, the Best Coast, whatever you want to call us. We can lead the nation. Oregon plans to transition to 100% clean energy by 2041, which is the most ambitious goal in the nation. This year's gubernatorial race in Oregon could decide whether Brown's policies stay in place. In the latest polls, Republican candidate Christine Drazen, who has promised to roll back some of the mandates, is slightly favored to win. One of her opponents is Democrat Tina Kotek, the state's House Speaker, who has played a leading role in passing many of the state's climate policies. British Columbia Premier John Horgan said unprecedented fires have wiped out cities while heat waves have profoundly impacted residents. However, the British Columbia Wildfire Services just issued seasonal reports said the region experienced lower-than-average fires and damage in 2022. The service did order some evacuations, but reported no cities severely damaged by wildfires. "In order to address those challenges, we have to collaborate, we have to work together," Horgan said. The province has put in place low-carbon fuel standards and retrofitted buildings with clean energy. The country has also invested in hydroelectricity, he added. British Columbia is blessed with an abundance of hydroelectricity that, of course, ravaged complete valleys and displaced populations as they were being built, Horgan said. But now, 50 or 60 years later, that clean, green energy is the backbone of all of the alternatives that we're bringing forward, be it wind, solar, and other technologies. The province is happy to share that with the U.S. and the world, Horgan said. It's that innovation, working with people from every corner of the planet, that will get us to where we need to be.